SeaTac Airport in Seattle is handling about three times as many cargo planes as usual to accommodate flights unable to land at Anchorage because of ash from Mount Redoubt. The volcano erupted three times since last night, once at 11:45 p.m. Thursday evening and again at 12:30 and 8:40 this morning. The most recent eruption sent an ash plume 50,000 feet into the air. Alaska Airlines has resumed some flights in and out of Alaska following the mid-morning's massive eruption. Chris Way Thomas is a geologist with the Alaska Volcano Observatory. Today, he said the ash plume trailed to the north.
Yesterday, we were able to do a brief overflight of the volcano in the Drift River Valley. What we observed, there was some flooding in the lower Drift River, but not nearly as extensive as that occurred on the 22nd of March. We did see indications yesterday of dome growth. There was a telltale seismicity late yesterday afternoon. But it's possible that we're going to get into this dome building cycle where these lava domes are extruded in the vent, and they will grow to a certain size and then become unstable and collapse. This happened repeatedly during the 1989-90 eruption. The subsequent collapses and flows will melt snow and ice that's in the on the Drift Glacier.
He said there was no way of telling how long the dome build collapse cycle would last. The collapse sends hot rocks and magma reaching the surface, melting glacial snow and ice, and leading to downhill flooding. Way Thomas says parts of the Drift Glacier are entirely gone at this point. That downstream flooding has increased concerns about the fate of Cook Inlet Pipeline Company's oil storage tanks at the Drift River facility. The tanks are protected by a dike, which has diverted mud flow away from them. Commander Joseph Loshudo, federal on-scene coordinator, says the dike is holding up well.
Cook Inlet Pipeline was able to fly out the person that built the original dike, and they did an assessment of the dike, and they found that it is holding as planned and is in very good condition. No damage was noted to it. Right now, I just want to let everyone know that the oil is in a perfectly safe location where it's at right now. We are looking at any possible risks with moving it to a different location or moving it out to a ship when time comes for a ship. We need to be able to ensure that from wherever the oil goes, from the tank to a tank ship or someplace else, that it's going to be a perfectly safe operation. The tanks that the oil is in are the best protected location within the tank farm at this point.
Loshudo says soundings have been taken around the Christie Lee platform, an offshore oil drilling loading platform that serves the Drift River facility. He says recent soundings indicate that there is nothing in the water that could pose a potential risk to a vessel that would be brought in to unload tanks. He did not specify when a ship could be brought into the loading dock. Loshudo says only two of the seven tanks at the facility contain oil, and they are the farthest from the mud flows. There's about 73,000 barrels of oil in each tank, he says, enough to keep the tanks from floating away if flooding gets past the dikes. Chevron spokeswoman Roxanne Sins today said that the 10 production platforms operated by Chevron and Cook Inlet have been hauling crude to Trading Bay and Granite Point for storage because the Drift River facility is not taking crude now. She says an additional storage tank was opened at one of the facilities that will ensure production can continue for at least an additional 7 days.